Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And on this Monday, May 13th, I wanted to reach out and chat with my good friend, Jose Salazar. He's one of the chairs in Webb County down in Laredo, my hometown. And I wanted to reach out to him because, my friends, there is a serious situation that has arisen, at least for the Democrats down in Laredo, the Democrat-dominated Laredo, where Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas, him and his wife have been charged with accepting nearly $600,000 in bribes from foreign countries. That's according to a federal indictment. Now, this has a lot of ramifications for Democrat-dominated Laredo in Webb County, and I wanted to reach out to Jose, who's right there in Laredo, to tell us what he thinks is going on. Jose, thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Thank you, George. Thank you for having me on.
So tell us, what is your sense, first of all, regarding this indictment and, you know, how bad it is for Cuellar? And then how does it look for Republicans in this election season?
Well, for me, it came as quite a shock. First of all, Henry Cuellar has not been known as a candidate that has had corruption follow him. The main thing that people ask me immediately is, well, look at what they've done to Menendez and Cuellar. And I said, well, hold on. Menendez has had a long history of brushes with indictments and investigations and so forth. This is not something that has happened to Henry Cuellar. This is the first time. There's a lot of people, and I hear a lot of talk, they're saying, oh, well, they're trying to get him because he is the last, one of the last, or the maybe one of two moderate Democrats who is against abortion and who is against illegal immigration. And even though he is against the wall, that he is against illegal immigration. But the charges that are being brought, it's actually influence peddling with the company with the country of Azerbaijan and some oil companies. So that is what has really shocked us, and to the effect that his wife is included, one of his adult children is included. They just charged, I think, two of his associates of his, one of them including a longtime political advisor. That has got a lot of people, you know, talking here in town.
You know, it's really interesting. Again, you raise the question about the country of Azerbaijan. You know, you would have thought that, you know, some Latin American country, that particularly Mexico, that uses the port of entry there. But this is really strange.
It is very strange. It is very strange. And people ask me, do you think that this is payback from the FBI and the DOJ, similar to what they've done to Eric Adams in New York City when they started an investigation for one of his staffers, but they took away his electronic devices? I'm not sure. I don't know if that's the only thing, but we do know that there's been exchange of payments, $600,000 of them. Whether it's a legitimate business, and we're going to see all this. You know, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not going to say he's automatically guilty, but it looks very bad on Mr. Cuellar already. And this coming at the heels of the runoff election that we're going to be having starting on May 20th for early voting here in Webb, that we have for Congressional District 28, which includes two very capable Republicans, Jay Furman and Lazaro Garza. They're both conservatives. They both have great ideas. And this gives them perhaps that chance, that opening to actually defeat a Democrat in CD 28.
Wow. You know, it's very, very interesting also because Laredo and Webb County have been so long dominated by moderate Democrats, by moderate Democrats, by Democrats who care more about keeping the border open for trade, who care more about issues that are local than what the Democratic Party is doing at a national level. And this could I don't know. For me, looking at it from outside, it has the potential to really, really upend everything that that the Democrat machine in Webb County has.
Oh, definitely, and take into consideration that this is the not only is he under investigation by the FBI, but so is his brother, Martin Cuellar, the sheriff.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
He's also under investigation. Apparently, one of his deputies ran a disinfecting service, and it is alleged that they did it during Webb County time, and they did it using some vehicles from Webb County. So there was an investigation. They came down and raided the Webb County Sheriff's Office and the United ISD offices, because they were working, because that person was employed by Martin Cuellar, is also a board member of United ISD. So even though I know that Mr. Cuellar had said that he spoke, Martin Cuellar said that he had spoken to FBI voluntarily, his name was on the indictment sheet or at least the investigation for this alleged COVID cleaning scheme that they were running.
Wow.
So that's two Cuellars already. And I know that Rosie Cuellar is in a runoff for District 80, Texas District 80 office with her opponent, and she's also running. She's not involved in either of the cases, but one wonders if it'll even affect her.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Rosie is their sister. Is their sister?
Yes, correct. Wow. Rosie is their sister. Correct. Yeah. So, and you know, George, I go back and I think about what was done to Representative George Santos from New York,
right,
for some of for supposedly campaign violations, which in the scope of what's going on in D.C. is minor. Lying about your background, whether he was this orientation or that orientation, you know, very, very minor in the scope of things. But yet he was kicked out by Republicans and Democrats. Now you look at things, and the Democrats are not that dumb to say, now we're going to kick out Cuellar because he's under investigation. So I think that as Republicans, we need to play things smarter next time, instead of just this knee-jerk reaction and, oh, we don't want of our own involved in anything, kick him out. We need to start thinking, I think, be a little bit more cerebral about these things and not just knee-jerk reactions.
This situation of a potential removal, I mean, if it gets bad enough and Cuellar loses the election, or is it eventually removed,
yes,
it holds a lot of ramifications for the Democratic Party, like you said. However, I mean, again, the Democrats seem to tolerate bad behavior among themselves a whole lot more than Republicans tolerate it.
Correct. That is correct. And the name does keep coming up of Jessica Cisneros, that's Henry's last opponent.
Oh, yeah.
And whether she's still waiting in the wings, whether they're somehow trying to clear the way for her to run, because she almost beat Henry Cuellar.
And she's a liberal. She is really a liberal, isn't she?
And she's a big liberal. So there's a lot of little, you know, things here and there, I noticed, I was reading the article, one of the things that I don't see a lot of is the word allegedly. When normally you read something, you see the word allegedly, even though you've seen the video of the person do it like 1,000 times and it's been viewed by millions of people after it goes viral, you see the word allegedly. Here you don't see the word. I'm looking for the word allegedly and I don't see it. They're saying it's a fact already. So I'm not sure. I mean, I know that you and I, we don't have a lot of confidence in the FBI. We don't have a lot of confidence in the DOJ. Or the Democratic Party itself, correct. So, you know, right now, it's something between Democrats. I think the best thing for Republicans to do is, hey, sit back and watch.
Exactly.
Just sit back and watch, and let's see what happens there. So, my brother, we're living in very interesting times. That's all I can say.
You got it, buddy. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with my good buddy, Mr. Jose Salazar, who is a precinct chair in Webb County, talking about this situation with Congressman Henry Cuellar, the deep problem he's in right now, and it looks like it could be an opportunity for a Republican to possibly win that congressional seat come November. So we shall see, Jose. Any last thoughts for us?
George, just take care. Anything else comes up, I'll let you know.
You got it, buddy. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.